So once again, I'll just re-intro this because this is an interview with Doris Dewi. She's from Radio Progress, a community radio station in Ghana. And here is what she had to say about the workshop she followed talking about water.
I was fortunate to attend a few of them. Usually you would have to rush from one program to the other just to catch bits of them because there are several of them and they are all taking place simultaneously. So I attended one on water and free water for all, or availability of water for the general public. I happened to attend that one because there was something from Ghana. There was an initiative of women in a rural area in Ghana called Savulgu, which is in the northern part of Ghana. This was a guinea worm infested area, and this was because they didn't have good water. So the women took an initiative, they lobbied the government, and the local government supported them with some donor support from, I think, World Vision and some other organizations, and they were able to set up some boreholes managed by the women in the community, and they now have water. Even though access is not 100% to all women or everybody in the community, they do have water and they have good water. I talked to some of the people who participated in that particular workshop, and they were sharing their experiences from various countries. I talked to somebody from Sierra Leone who talked about their initiative against the government making water, privatizing water, and they were able to convince whatever company it was that wanted to take up the privatization, and they gave up that decision. So there are several actions and several movements in various countries which are working against privatization of water.
That's Doris Dewi. She's from Ghanaian Community Radio Station. Also, she spoke about different women's initiatives during the social forum.
We had a very interesting session with experiences from Senegal, from Latin America, and India. People shared how the women in those community radios are working towards involving themselves in local governance, and for that matter, dialogue between them and the government. By the initiative of the community radio stations, their activities, say their participation in training, their participation in programming, their participation in production, have made them popular and have made them confident enough to articulate their issues. There was a sharing from Latin America which said that it was a report from women about the killing of some women that brought the government to attend to such violence against women in that area. And I think this is very significant, and this is a very good effort of community radio in such an area. We also had challenges like the elite women in such communities usually would hijack the activities of the community, but women who are involved in community radio have gained experience of how to produce or of how to articulate issues concerning them, and mostly the issues on child health and education. It's on agriculture, it's on farmland issues, it's on women's participation in the local governance, and everything that concerns the development of individuals or human development, usually women are involved. We had very good suggestions of how we can continue to use community radio to promote the development of individual women and the development of women's involvement in governance. And we agreed that usually in an election year of every country, we do production to promote women who want to take part in governance, or women who want to stand elections. The community radio will do programs to promote her, sort of to be able to challenge the manifesto that she will produce, so that we can consistently monitor the involvement of women, or how many women stand for elections, how many lose, how many win, what are they able to achieve when they win or when they become leaders in governance.
So that's Doris Dewi from the Ghanaian Community Radio station, and she's in she's at the World Social Forum in Nairobi. And two last quick questions that I asked her. The first one was about if she thought the social movements there and the organizations and NGOs actually integrate women according to what she's seeing in the streets and what she's getting a feel of in Nairobi.
In some social movements, yes. Usually movements that are interested in women's rights will make sure that women are properly represented. But certain movements have not directly involved women, and this is what we are fighting up, or we are advocating for, that every movement, especially that it concerns human rights, because everything else concerns human. Human is what? It concerns women. So it is not all that have been representing women properly, but some movements, because they are directly related to the rights of women, have included women.
Now, finally, I also asked Doris Day what she generally thinks about the World Social Forum. What are her criticisms of what's going on there?
Yeah, I think from a general view, yes, things are running smoothly. People are trying to relate properly to a successful forum. But I think that we could have had maybe a better organization, so that we could be able to attend as many programs as possible. Because what I notice is that there are so many interesting forums organized by different advocacy groups, but we cannot get to attend them because they are coinciding with other programs which are equally interesting. So you have to always do an opportunity course for one or the other. And I think that in a next forum, maybe we could organize properly to be able to attend as many forums as possible, possibly combining some of them.
So, once again, that was Doris Day. She's a member, among others, of AMRAC, the World Association of Community Radio Stations, and also of WIMS, which is the Women's International News Gathering Service. And she was talking to us from Nairobi.